Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1698. Visible translated text is as follows, had made the affidavit. I never saw Arthur Thurnan in my life. I do not know whether Messrs. Arnold and Rosser were talked to about this matter or not. I never talked to them about it. I do not know of any money being paid out, either to Ragsdale or Barber, nor to Thurnan or Tedder. I never paid a cent or ever authorized a cent to be paid. I do not think this thing could be handled by somebody on the side who would not report to me in order to keep me from knowing it. I don't think such a thing would occur. He would be violating the rules of our agency absolutely to do anything of the kind. I did not hear through any source connected with this case or in any way that Darlington G. Getter had been supplied money for the purpose. I am familiar with the Annie Maud Carter proposition than with the Ragsdale proposition. No, it was not my particular discovery. I didn't work up that angle. I don't know who worked up that angle. I found the girl at Mr. Haas, quote office, on the day she made the affidavit. I never heard of her before. Yes, I came in contact with Mr. Wren. I have seen both of them, Jimmy Wren and George Wren. I did not see George Wren before he was released from the tower. I saw them while they were working for C.W. Burke. I never saw Mr. Frank in the jail in company with Mr. Burke in my life. I never saw Mr. Frank when Dr. Wren was there. Nothing was said to me about what was going on when Dr. Wren was down there. Nobody ever handled anything through Wren. The first time I ever saw Wren, I sent for him and he came to my office. I asked who was familiar with those letters and they said Wren was, and I sent for him and asked him to sit down and translate them, which he did. It was a young fellow about 25 or 26 years old. He is the taller of the two. Wren read it. Leonard Haas afterwards furnished the translation. I am telling you, Dr. George Wren did it first, and then Leonard Haas did it afterwards. Dr. Wren did it for me. Two of the council were present, Leonard and Herbert Haas. I could not say how long that was previous to the beginning of the hearing up here on the extraordinary motion. It has only been 4 or 5 days ago. It was 2 or 3 days, I think, before that I had been in possession of these notes. I do not know that they have sought to have them photographed before that more than that length of time. I got the notes from C.W. Burke, a little...